Where is Sunny? We must see. So welcome. You tuned into a great group of people who are here, who are willing to serve, who are coming to listen, and willing to contribute. And I'll tell you, the people who are the movers and groovers and shakers and isogenics are on this call. So perhaps you're listening in live time this morning, which is awesome because you're able to interact with the trainers and the other members of the community. Or perhaps you're listening to this in podcast time, in which case we want to say kudos to you for making the time to enrich your mind and to learn about your business. So it is Wednesday, July the 23rd. Oh, my goodness. Every time I say the date, I think time is just whizzing by, like at a nanosecond. Wouldn't you agree, Kevin?
I agree. It just seems like yesterday we were just getting out of NYKO.
I know. And who can tell me the significance of today's date, July 23rd?
It's 30 days to celebration.
Who said that?
It's Susan.
Oh, it's Susan. I didn't even recognize your voice. You're too funny. So, of course, Susan would know that, right? It's 30 days to celebration. So, guys, I'd like to take a moment to welcome somebody on this call. I met this lovely young lady last night, and I'm not sure if she's tuned in this morning because she has a couple of kids home from school. So, Charlene, are you on the call?
Yes, I am, Carolyn. Good morning.
Good morning. And you know what, guys? That's the sign of a winner. When you meet a member of your team, last night I was in Toronto doing a launch party for somebody in my sister's team, Barbara Mera, and one of her new associates, Frank. And it was really interesting. I love getting out and meeting new people in the team. And I met Charlene last night, and she shared her story and of how she was introduced to Isogenics through a friend at Charlene. Where was that?
Was at the hair salon, actually.
At the hair salon. And did you know Barb before meeting her at the hair salon?
Not at all.
No.
But her energy and, you know, the way she presented herself, I knew something was different. So I already was trying to lose weight on my own, and this is perfect for me.
Awesome. And Charlene shared something with me, guys. And this is where, you know, I see people who get lost through the cracks. And that is, she's excited about her results, and she's going out there and sharing with people, but running into some challenges. And so I asked her if there was a way that we could help you with that and you could learn in bits and bytes, would you want to know how? And she said, yes. Yeah. So I invited her to tune into the call this morning. And guess what? Here she is. So, Charlene, we do this call every morning where you'd be mentored by millionaires and six-figure income earners and people who have been around who, you know, have been through all of the things that you were expressing to me last night. And here's the other thing, guys. As Susan mentioned on Monday, people are circulating their celebration tickets because they've already given up. I asked Charlene last night, I said, if you really want to learn in a condensed form in 3 to 4 short days with a group of really excited individuals in a really lovely place, would you be open to coming? And I told her that celebration was in San Diego. And Charlene, you're looking into ways that you can attend that event, correct?
Yes, and so in the process to make sure that the kids have arrangements. So I'll let you know later
All right.
on today.
And so that's, you know, that's part of the, okay, how can I make it happen as opposed to all the obstacles that come up. So when you present to somebody, guys, what's available, what they're going to learn, what's in it for them, they will find a way to be there. And as Charlene said, it was Barb's enthusiasm that caught her attention. And so, Charlene, I see you at Celebration, and I can't wait for you to experience this. So my message, guys, is that, you know what, it's a month to celebrate. And here's somebody brand new, just tried the product, very excited about her results, and she's open to coming in a month's time. And so with that, I would love to hear from this community who is experiencing or who has a success or what's going on with you guys all around Celebration. We'd love to hear. And, you know, remember, we got somebody brand new on the line here who's looking for evidence of why she should be there. So who'd like to share based on what Susan said or what Ms. Susie Seal shared yesterday?
Hey, Carolyn, could I share something?
I think you can.
Thank you. It's just, you know, coming back to Monday's call, and definitely welcome to the Health, Wealth, and Freedom Team community, everyone. I received a couple of great texts, and this is just a cute, fun story. So Monday we talked about intentions and decisions, and so I had there were a lot of people on there who said, you know, and thank you for your lovely contribution, said, you know what, I'm going to do it this time. I'm not just going to listen to Susan. I'm actually going to do it. I'm going to write out my intentions. And within, honestly, a couple hours, I had two gals text me and say, this morning I wrote the intention to have three team members at Celebration. I started the day, I didn't have any, and now I have three. After writing that intention, another gal had set hers at five, and now she has nine. And so it's so powerful. And again, to emphasize, we don't have to know the how. We don't have to know the who, but we do have to know the what, and then we want to give that glory where it's rightly deserved as these things begin to happen. So I just want to share that, Carolyn. I thought that was kind of fun that they were setting their intentions. They already lived into them within 2 hours, and now they're going, gee, what do I do?
Yeah, and that, Susan, that is so great, because I was talking to another gal on my team, and she said, I don't know how this is going to happen. I just know I need to be there. And I said, well, write it out. Write out exactly the amount of money that you need to be at this event. And we broke it down. And I said, can you find somebody that has points, for, you know, airplane miles or whatever, air miles, and ask them, tell them you do an energy exchange. So if I can borrow your points, I'll do this for you. So it's, you know, the old barter and trade system that we started out with many, many, many centuries ago, right? And I said, I told her I would gift her a Celebration ticket and paired her up with a couple of gals. And this, Charlene, this is for you as well, right? And she called me back the next day and she said, Carolyn, only God can intervene. I go, what do you need? She said, I wrote it out that I needed, I don't know why she put down the amount, $1,900, because her cost didn't come anywhere near that. She received a call from her her accountant saying that they redid her taxes or something like that. She was getting $1,900 back. And it was just, I was like, okay, and she was just like jumping up and down and doing the jig like she'd won the, you know, the lottery. So, guys, thank you for that, Susan and Charlene. For any of you who are new on the call and are tuning in for the first time, we want you to know that we're here to serve you. We're here to help you learn. And so, Paul, for you tuning in for the first time and, you know, having a wonderful upline that is telling you about this free resource of training, the person that just spoke, Susan Sly, is the actually headed up this call many, 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 many years ago. And, you know, Susan's a multimillionaire, guys. Does she have to be on this call? No, she could be sitting on a beach somewhere, but here she is tuned in, coming in service to all of you. So this is, you know, you're going to hear from the experts on how you can build your business. So thank you for that, Susan. Anybody else wants to step out and share?
Yeah, Lewis would.
Thank you, Lewis. Go for it.
Yeah, I, too, have been reaching out to people. I reached out to someone who is brand new to my team, and started getting him excited. And I had sent him a message that I had a person who wants a roommate. And I got this message from him this morning on Facebook. Thanks, brother. If all goes well, I may be bringing someone, trying to get my wife to come. We talked about this last night. So here's a guy now who might be coming, not only coming, but bringing two other people.
Awesome. I love it. Guys, because you're casting your vision for other people. And I'm so glad that Jimmy Smith compelled me to go to Celebration, you know, 11 years ago. And, you know, Susan, I don't know if you remember that event. There were 12 of us, and I posted that picture in our little Facebook group there. And it was, you know, we were like star-struck kids. He went, oh, my God, they're so-and-so, and oh, my God, they're so-and-so. So, guys, I want to prepare you for walking into Celebration so that you don't come out overwhelmed, so that when somebody asks you, what did you come away with, your answer is, oh, there was so much, because that means your mind is so full you don't know where to focus. So I'm going to give you one tip that I learned from a professional networker, and my last business was very successful, and she said this to me. She said, what two things did you learn at that event that you're going to put into action right away? Right away meaning the next day. And so that's always stuck in my brain at every event I go to. What two things am I honing in on that are going to assist me with moving my business forward? So my intention for celebration, and I haven't seen it on the agenda, so Kevin, maybe you can help me out with this, is to improve my social media skills. So I know Zach and Eden's slogan are keynoting at the event, so I am going to make sure I'm in the room and have my notebook to take notes and get ideas on what I can do to build on social media. So that's one of my primary intents. My other intent is to interview people who have started their reentry position to ask them what are they doing to move their business forward. So those are my two intentions for the event. And my third one is to be up early, exercise, ready, in the room, and attentive to the members of my team who want to introduce me to members of their team. Because oftentimes I found myself rushing from place to place to place, and people are approaching me, and I'm late, and I'm behind the schedule, and I'm running from one event to the other. So this event, I'm happy to say I'm actually not speaking. I'm going to be sitting in the audience. I have no pressure on me, and I am going to be present to everything that's happening around me. So those are my three top intentions, you guys. I've written them out on a card. I saw Kevin produce his card at our team breakfast last year, and I'm carrying that in my pocket, right? So I have an intention of where I want my business to be sprouting from celebration. So how do we prepare so that we get the most out of this event? So by now, I'm assuming, you know, many of you are making travel plans, already have your travel plans set. So as a former flight attendant, I want to share with you guys, be prepared for the unexpected, because airline travel can really mess you up. Right? If you're having, I do my best to take a nonstop flight. That's not always available to everybody. So if you have to stop somewhere, be prepared that, you know, things can go wrong. And I tell people, if you're in traveling, do not make a connection that is less than 1 hour. I know there are connections that are like 30 minutes. I'm like, don't do that. Because if your flight's 15 minutes late, now you're having a heart attack on the airplane that you're going to miss your connecting flight. So I never make a connecting flight booking unless I have a minimum 2 hours between flights. I always take an onboard travel suitcase with me that where I have a you know, kind of overnight stuff. My pajamas, you know, my pajamas are important to me. My toothbrush, my cosmetics, things that are travel sizes, 2 ounces or less, so they're not taken away from you by security. And any important things that you need, your medication, you know, you want to have your passport, all of those documents with you. And if you're crossing the border, guys, from Canada and the U.S., you can't take munchies with you. You can't take fruit with you. You know, just go and check out what it is you need to do to cross the border. Be at the airport early because you don't want to be stressed out. And Kirk Metz taught me this. When you show up early, circumstances provide itself. Well, I've met so many people at the airport, and, you know, it's a great place when you're traveling to also be prepared to have some of those little pocket brochures with you, because guess what? You're going to be sitting on an airplane for 2.5, 3, 4, 5 hours, whatever it is, and you have the opportunity to converse with people and meet some great people. So make sure your travel plans are set, that you know how you're going to get from the hotel to the from the airport to the hotel and vice versa. And on the Isagenix website, there's great information on travel arrangements. The next thing you want to do, guys, is have a team meeting. Get your team together and plan out what it is you guys intend to do. What does that mean? That means you have to download the agenda, right? Download the guidebook so that you have it on your app, so that you're not scrambling looking for, oh, I left it in my hotel room, right? Join the Facebook group so you're, you know, you're in the know and you're posting pictures and everything is up to date in that Facebook group. And there's a to-do list that Isagenix created for you. So, you know, this is part of the Be Prepared, Girl Scout, Boy Scout, Be Prepared, right? So the agenda, you know, where do you register? When is registration open? What's the store? Where is the store? What are the store hours? Right? You want to get in the store early to get your stuff. Know where the ISIS sales tools booth is and what their hours are, and get in there because there's going to be some new stuff. There are lots of products in here. So many people are clamoring for information on the product. Guys, this is your opportunity to go in here straight from the horse's mouth, where Dr. Paul Anderson, Dr. Tony O'Donnell, possibly Dr. Michael Colgan, I'm not sure who all is presenting, but there will be those product experts there giving you little vignettes on the different products, right? There's also our partner booth, Ask a Nutritionist. So many people call me and ask me for advice on what do I do. Last night somebody said, well, what do I do if somebody has an eating disorder, right? So we need to know where the resources are so we can direct people to that so you don't become the expert. So the one thing, and Kevin, maybe you can help answer this, is there an ISA Geeks breakout session or ISA Geeks session going
if
on?
There's, hey, Carolyn, it's Susan.
Hey.
There are no breakout sessions.
No breakout sessions?
No,
okay.
Because what was happening in the past is people were like, oh, I missed it. So everything is being trained from the main stage this year, and they're looking at, you know, obviously who's training who. I know that Zach and Eden are going to be touching on social media. I know there are other trainers that are going to be bringing in the social media aspect of things and how they use it. And I have in my possession, but I cannot disclose, the updated copy of the new 90-day game plan, and there is in there a social media section with scripting and that kind of thing. So, and you know, everyone who is, you're going to see a huge diversity of people and trainers. There are, I think, 5 lead training pieces, and the lead training pieces are, you know, the things people want to know, like how to prospect, how to close, and how to prospect using social media, and you know, different things like that. So everyone's going to get what they need. It's going to be quite phenomenal. I haven't been as excited about a celebration, I think, ever. It being in that room is going to be a game changer. There's no question. So yeah, there's no breakout sessions this year, but I know for a fact you're going to get lots of social media stuff.
And I'm Susan, you know what, thank you for that. And I actually like that we're all together in the same room, because I find that when people are scattering from room to room, sometimes we lose people. I call it leakage, and all of a sudden they're out of the convention center, you know, because it's like, oh, I want to just go see what's happening outside. So a lot of distractions. So I love that the event is being held in one room. And so there you have it, you guys. So there's going to be lots of information available to you. Now, one of the things I started to say is to have a team meeting. The reason for the team meeting is so that you guys can divvy up and say, all right, I am going to make sure that I go to this product vignette, and I'm going to go to the Ask a Nutritionist, and I'm going to take notes. So when you come back, you're going to have a debrief, because everybody can't remember everything. And so somebody may be more engaged in, as you say, social media. Susan is doing a whole piece on connecting. I don't know what the other trainers are training on, but trust me, Peter Kelly, she'll have lots to offer. So will, I mean, the agenda is posted there. I'm so excited to hear Natalie Cook, and of course, beautiful Lynn Hagedorn will have wonderful things to share, guys. So when you come back, you can disseminate the information and then make sure, this is a great way to engage your team into taking the stage. So in your little training sessions, when you come back, each person's going to step up and share what they learned and how they're going to use it. So that's where you put the onus on your team members to come back and teach the rest of the group. So it's putting the onus on them to be engaged, so that, you know, it's the intention. What are they going with? And then compare their intention cards. What did I go in intending to get, to receive, and what did I get, and how am I going to use it? Because this is what I, you know, in doing little touch base calls with my team, I ask my team, so did you do this, and how are you sharing this with your team, and blah, and they go, yeah, well, I told them. I said, now, how do you know that that is being acted upon, and most of them don't know. They're like, oh, well, I told them to do it. So I said, all right, well, you have to have a check-in and say, well, call me and tell me what did you learn from doing that. Or have a check-in when, like, I asked Charlene last night, I said, are you open to being on the call this morning? Great. So I gave her the information, and then I compelled her to announce herself so that I know I'm not just giving information out, that I know that there's a checkpoint in which she's actually responding to the invitation, right? So when I say do a debrief when you come back with your team, that means you have to plan that now. You got to plan when and where you're going to do that debrief and that training and set it up ahead of time. The other thing you want to do is, as I said, I'm the flight attendant, right? Be prepared. I know how to pack. Take an extra suitcase. I can't tell you how many times I get there and I'm like, oh, I can't fit this stuff in here because there's, you know, obviously no shipping charges, right? When you bring, there's going to be some new products being unveiled there. And I know Susan knows much more than I do, but I have to know there's some really neat products coming out, you guys. I can't wait to get my hands on it. I'm so excited. I already have a group of people that I know this product will be beneficial to, and so you want to be there to get the product because there's going to be some incentives to purchase at celebration. So be prepared that you have room in your suitcase. And I know I can always, you know, I used to count on my mom. She always had like an extra suitcase in the travel bag. So I'd be stealing some of her space in her suitcase because I was not prepared for how much is available at celebration, right? ISO sales tools. You want to get to the booth so that you come back again prepared with material to disseminate to your team. I buy stuff, not just for myself, but things that I know will enhance the knowledge and the skill set of my team members. I want to put the tools from the expert in their hands. I don't want to be the expert, right? This is the business of duplication. So you teach your team and you know, if you have somebody new going, guys, make sure they're partnered up with somebody. I can't tell you how many times I see people just kind of wandering around like a deer in headlights because they don't know what to do and they don't know where to go. So, you know, do a check-in with your team leaders. Have a team meeting with your leaders to find out, you know, who in their team's coming. How are they prepared? How are they preparing their team? How is this information being filtered down so that those new people come back with a game plan and a plan of action? So, Charlene, this is for you. So make sure you come with a notebook and a pen. And prepare, like you will get a great little bag from Isagenix to carry all of your goodies and be prepared to stay in the room. Get yourself some crazy glue and put it on your butt and sit in that seat. So many of us have, I call it, itchy butt where you have to get up and go out. I'm telling you guys, the time that you're out of the room is the time that the information you need may be offered on the stage. So you want to make sure that you have your butt planted in that seat and that you're prepared to be there for the day. So have your snacks, have your water. Make sure you have, the room sometimes is cold, so make sure you have a fleece or that's what I love about those pashminas because I can put them around my legs or, I mean, often share my pashmina with other people because they're, like, not prepared, right? So preparation is key to being comfortable and keeping your mind alert. The other thing that I see happening at celebration, guys, and this is where I'm saying this with loving words. I'm going to put my Kathy Coover pointy toe shoes on. So the management team that work with Kathy Coover are like, uh-oh, here she comes with her pointy toe shoes because she's got a point to make. And so here's the point I want to make. This is your business meeting. It's not a holiday. It's not a vacation. You've paid lots of money and hard-earned money, and you're taking time away typically from your family to come to this event. So this is not a party, you guys. I see people, you know, literally partying their face off and drinking their face off, and I'm like, how are you going to be alert the next day? It's going to be a challenge. I've seen my own team members when I've come out for a water break or a bathroom break, they're just strolling into the room at around 11 in the morning. And I'm like, really? Do you really devalue your money the way you do that you're willing to show up late for your business meeting? What did you miss? And that particular morning that these gals missed was the athletes on stage. And this girl works with a lot of athletes. And I thought, wow, she missed a big segment of this of our celebration event, which pertained to her business. So What am I telling you this? Go out and have fun with your team. Plan those events now. But get to bed at an appropriate time so that you have sufficient time to get up in the morning, have a workout. My trainer has put together a program for me where I have to work out an hour every day at Celebration. That means I have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Do I like getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning? No. But I'm committed to this, you know, this journey that I'm on with him, and that means regardless of what's going on, if I'm on vacation or at Celebration or whatever, I've got to get this workout done. So that means I got to get to bed early. I can't go to bed at midnight. I know some of you guys may be able to do that, but I cannot operate and be functional when I go to bed late and have to get up early. I find I do everything poorly. So again, meet with your team. Prepare them. Let them know. This is like some people, it's like they got out of jail or something, right? And they're going cuckoo. So plan your events and your functions. Many of us have team events. We have our Team Vision Breakfast. We're so excited about that. We have over 150 people registered already. This is our 10-year anniversary for my husband and I being in Isagenix. So we have a very special event planned. And guys, you know what? We have to do it earlier because the leadership event last year started at noon. Now it starts at 10 o'clock. So we have to move our breakfast up to 7:30. Yet we still have 150 people registered. So people will make, you know, they'll make the effort when the event is worthwhile. Okay, so remember, distractions come very easily. So be prepared for that so that you're not caught off guard. Dress business casual. This is not the place to show up in your cutoff shorts. I've seen some people, like, I'm like, are you going to the beach? And I don't mean to be judgmental, guys, but here's what you're doing. There's going to be 10,000 people there. You're going to be interacting with people, in the venue, outside the venue. And your dress is an indication of what you think of your profession. So business casual. This is a million-dollar business that you're portraying to other people. You want to be the part. I learned that from Kathy Cooper, dress for success. You don't have to be overly dressed, but you want to be dressed like a professional. Just like I think it was it Dave who said he got up early and, you know, he's all dressed and ready to go because he had a presentation to make. So that's a sign of a professional, guys. Portray, this is where you get to elevate the profession of network marketing by how you present yourself, okay? So those are just some of the things that I could come up with in terms of being prepared for Celebration, you know, the ins and outs of those 3 days. And this is, I'm going to give you my personal overview here. I go a day or two early. Some people go a week early if they're bringing their family. Generally, I do not stay after the event. Because when the event ends, that's when you're most excited about what you just saw. And I want to harness that excitement. I want to bring it home, and I want to give it to my team. I find that if I were to go, I have never done it, so I can't really say that. I can only imagine that if I went on vacation for a week after the event happened, then that enthusiasm that I had, that I gathered in those 3 days, will probably be lost in that week after I go on holiday. So I generally tell my team, this is what I've done. Take a few days. Go ahead of time. Be there. Be relaxed. Be refreshed. Do your fun stuff ahead of time. Have your go out and party and, you know, go to dinner and do some fun things and enjoy San Diego. It's a beautiful area. There's wonderful hotels there, the Marriott, the Hilton. There's lots of surrounding hotels. So know where the restaurants are. Do your stuff before and then go into Celebration. Be prepared. Come out with a game plan and get to work. And there are going to be some fun parties there. Oh, my goodness, I wish I was that start age group. They're having their own party. There's the gala dinner. It's sold out. Kathy Savage is hosting a Make-A-Wish workout on Monday the 25th from 6 to 7 a.m. I mean, I can only imagine how many people will be in the room. So with that, guys, we're at the bottom of the hour. I want to know, what are you taking away with? Or if there's Kevin, Susan, if you have some information that we haven't covered about sort of the ins and outs of what to do when you're there, I'd love to hear from you guys. So the lines are open, guys.
Hey, Carolyn, can I throw out one more quick tip?
Yes, absolutely.
And I love this call because it really, share this with all of your team members going to Celebration, just especially if you're new and it's like, oh, okay, got to pack this and organize and stuff like that. I was power walking with my friend yesterday who's also in RS Jack's team, and so she's new, and it's amazing the power of intention, and I just love this girl. So she's like the person who does my hair absolutely the best on the planet, and I said to Chris last year, I'm like, I wish Jess would join our business so when she came to Celebration, she could do my hair every day. And guess what? She's going to be there and do my hair every day. But that's not what I'm sharing. I'm just excited. So when you see me, you have to say, Susie, your hair looks really good. You don't have to say anything. I don't care. Just give me a hug.
So we'll tell Jess.
Yeah, it'll be good. And also, she happens to be a runner. She does Spartan races, so I've got like a built-in training partner, hairstylist. It's all good. But what I wanted to share, I was telling Jess this yesterday, and this is more for the ladies. The convention center is a bit of a hike, or you know, from the Marriott and the Hyatt. And so, one of the things I do, you'll see me in my gala gown. I'll wear flip flops, and I'll be, I take a bag for my heels, and I don't put those on until I physically get into the convention center. So, if you are a person who likes to wear your heels, then by all means, pack the flip flops. That's what I do. And you know, people will say, "Oh, why are you in flip flops?" I'm like, "It's okay. You can say whatever you want, but I'm comfortable." And that's just another little tip. And it is quite, it can be quite humid, and sometimes it can be super, super hot. And this is going to sound practical, and you might be saying, "Oh my gosh, Susan, I can't believe you're saying this." I will see ladies in the bathroom, and they're, you know, they're drying their blouses, their armpits, the dryer. So bring a little, like a little Ziploc bag with that kind of stuff as you're going back and forth, back and forth. It's just practical stuff, but you know, it's learned over the years.
And thank you for that. I totally forgot about it because I remember the first year I went, I was wearing those high heels, and I was like, "Oh my God, is it Steve? Could you carry me half the way?" So that's a great tip because you know we want to look good. Right? It's all about the shoes, and yeah, you want to be comfortable. So this is the you know the practical tips, the ins and outs of how to get the best and have the best experience. So when you come back, you're looking in ease and peace, not in overwhelm and confusion. So anybody else have a takeaway or something you want to add that will enhance the experience for people going to Celebration?
Barbie.
Hey, Miss Barbie.
I'm really excited that all the training is going to be in one room. Actually, Malcolm and Christine, I just met the gal at our wedding that's one of our new colleagues that's coming with us, and I still have plans on two other new people coming. And you know what's really cool about this is everybody's going to learn the same thing.
Mm.
You know, so we're not going to be getting together in our group after the fact, and everybody's going to kind of be sharing, because when you hear it second-handed, it isn't always like you hear it first-handed. And I'm just really excited that everybody's going to be learning the same thing at the same time and that they're going to learn everything. I am so excited.
That is such a great takeaway, Barbie, that, you know, we're all learning the same thing.
You be nice to her.
And you be nice to her, too. I mean, you know what? I love this call because we have our moms tuning in and you got kids to look after. And, guys, kudos to you for doing that because I know it can be a challenge, you know, looking after your kids and wanting to tune in as well. So Barbie, you know, great, great tip because we are all learning the same thing. The question is, how tuned in are we? So this is where when you get together afterwards and you're disseminating this information, sometimes when you hear it a second time or a third time, the aha, the light bulb goes on. It's like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Because I know Kevin and Diana are going to be doing a recap for our team, a post-celebration recap. And oftentimes when they have done that, I was like, oh, I totally forgot about that. Because, you know, it's difficult for us to retain all of the information. That's why note-taking is so important. So thank you, Barbie. Somebody else was stepping out?
Barbie, hey.
Hey, Ms. Video.
Good morning. Okay, so one of the coolest things that I found at Isagenix, okay, the store, love the shopping, love the extra suitcase, love the fact that we can get new products, especially up in Canada, and the Sound Concepts tip, absolutely, because we pay huge shipping for it up here in Canada, absolutely. But seriously, my favorite thing is the singles bar, so I don't have to pack all my extra daily goodies. I can just go and buy what I want for the 4 or 5 days that I'm there, and I don't have to carry it in my suitcase there or back.
I love it, love it, love it. What a great community, guys, because these are all things that I have in my head, but I couldn't remember everything. So the singles bar, some people are like, really, there's a singles bar? No, not that kind of bar. It's where you can go and get your individual packets of shakes and bars and ice. Well, I don't know if they sell individual ice or ice, but individual products can be purchased there, so you don't have to jam up your suitcase with it. But just know that there's no BV attached to that, you guys. Some people get really upset that they bought 2 or 3 packages of a shake and they don't get the BV. So that's just the way it is. That's for the convenience. Thank you, Ms. BBL. One last takeaway.
Lewis.
Okay, Lewis, the floor is yours.
Susan's hair looks great.
Not yet. You should see it right now, Lewis. I still got workout hair, but it will look great every day.
Well, we can count on that. All right, guys. So, you know, make sure you get together with your teams. Plan those debriefs. Do it now because you want to be prepared for when you come back. I've seen people's businesses go into momentum as a result. So with that, we'll be back here tomorrow. Kevin, what do we have on deck for tomorrow?
That's a really good question. Still working on that.
Okay. It may be an open mic call. All right. So,
it could be.
It'll be a surprise, guys. And, of course, Kevin will have some wonderful tidbits to share with you on Friday. So make sure you tune in tomorrow. And, Charlene, we'll see you back here on the Health, Wealth, and Freedom line. And, Josh, welcome. And, Paul, you know, so glad to have you here. And anybody else who's new who didn't step out and share where they were from. So we want to personally welcome you when you tell us where you're calling in from, and perhaps we'll hear from you tomorrow. So make it a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you.